Our scripture reading this morning comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, if you would like to read along. And it's the background is it's believed to be the second letter of Paul to Timothy. And it's written while Paul was imprisoned in Rome, where he was being held prisoner. And the footnote writes that he believed that he was not getting out of prison and that he would soon die there as he scribed this letter to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. I am persuaded now it also lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us the spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and who has brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed to herald and an apostle and as a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love, Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in each of us.
And now our gospel lesson today comes from the book of St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Hear these words. Jesus said to his disciples, the apostles said to the Lord these words, increase our faith, Lord. And he replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, then you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Would he not rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink. Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Would you bow your heads now and pray with me? O Lord, my God, my rock and my redeemer, I praise you once again for the opportunity to stand in this your church, in this your pulpit, to have read your sacred scriptures, and now to share my testimony. Amen. In today's gospel story, we hear the disciples ask Jesus a specific request. Maybe it's something we've asked God ourselves from time to time. The words are, increase our faith. You know, when we think about the things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, or maybe those extraordinary things that we have to deal with, we kind of start to question, do we have what it takes to get through certain situations? And so the disciples pose that question to Jesus, and it's interesting how Jesus responds. He doesn't go up to them and put his hand on him and says, I'm giving you a double dose of faith. Nor does he put some type of spiritual cast on them. But what he does, he says to them, I'm going to tell you a story. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, and these are extremely tiny, if you can see these mustard seeds. Have you ever seen a mustard seed before, how tiny they are? Yeah. A woman from my Ashland church gave me these a couple years ago, and I've carried these with me because this is a constant reminder when I have them in my pocket that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, Jesus says to them, you're going to be able to get that huge tree, that mulberry tree, it's going to uproot itself, and it's going to plant itself in the sea. That is amazing. That he would use that image, that he would use that to the response of saying, increase our faith. You see, the issue is that we don't have faith, but we don't put faith in those things that he's already given us that can strengthen us. And sometimes it's just our perspective. I want to tell you a story. There was a shoe company that decided to send a salesperson into a foreign land, kind of a remote land, and they sent one salesperson over there to sell shoes. And it was only about a week in when that salesman radioed home, because that was the time before we had cell phones, radioed home and said, I'm coming home. Nobody wears shoes here. And he came home. And that wise, wise CEO sent another salesperson the next week to that area. And a radio home came and it said this, please send more order forms. No one wears shoes here. They're going to need them. You see the difference of how the second salesperson saw the opportunity and believed in the product, and so she actually ended up succeeding. And so that question then becomes not how much faith we have, but what we have faith in. And the problem is that sometimes too many of us look at ourselves instead of looking to God. We say, we can't do it, we're not strong enough, maybe I'm not a loving enough person, I'm not a giving enough person, maybe I don't have the money or I don't have the power to succeed. And you know, it's true, without God, we can't do anything. But with him, he will work in and through us. You know, that scripture that Jim read today about, I know whom I had believed in and how I put my faith in, and he's going to guard my heart. I love that scripture, because I think it calls us to remind that. And so as we talk about having faith the size of a mustard seed, I want you to remember in your minds today someone who went through something so incredible and was able to deal with it, that you looked out and said, how did you deal with that? What immediately comes to my mind happened about a year ago, before we moved down here. My best friend, his name was Doug, came to Jesus in one of our churches, and Doug was one of these people that was very... He loved racetracks. He was a racer. He was a drag racer, the whole thing. But Doug was one, when he met Jesus, when he had faith in Jesus, it didn't matter how late he was out on Saturday night, didn't matter what track he was at, he was in his pew on Sunday morning. And I'll never forget it. That particular week, Doug and his wife had lost his wife's mother very tragically, very soon. And I remember talking to him after church, and we were talking about the funeral that was going to be coming up. And then we said goodbye. And he said, now, I'll see you tomorrow morning. And I said, absolutely. A half hour later, I went home, and I got a phone call from Doug's daughter that Doug was dead. Freak accident. It took the wind out of my sails, and I asked God those same questions. How am I supposed to get through this? This was my best friend. This is someone that I led to the Lord and developed a relationship with. And then I thought about his wife. She lost her mother on Friday. She lost her husband on Sunday. And that's where God comes to work. And that's where God's faith and what we both have stored up in our lives came true. Because now when I think about that, and I think about how everyone got through that, it was because the presence of God was in our midst. And because we all had faith. And no matter how small that faith was, when we lay our intentions before God, when we're put in situations like God, God works with that. And he makes this grow into a huge, huge plant that we can have in our lives that will transform us and lead us through anything. And so today, as we come forward for communion, as we come to this rail as a family, as a fellowship, I pray that God will give you this kernel of faith and whatever it is inside you, that he will continue to multiply it in you. But the big thing that we have to do, my friends, is we have to realize that we have to go beyond ourselves. And when we're facing things in our lives, and good times and in bad, we have to label them and claim them in the name of Jesus Christ, who we know, who we believed in. And so when I think about those important times of my life and those joys in my life and our life as a church fellowship, we need to claim them for the glory and honor of God. And God will work in and through us. And so we say those words, Lord, increase our faith. And obviously, we want that so much, our faith to grow. But let's realize that God has planted that in us here. He wants us to nurture that and to help it grow. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, Lord, you help us transcend some very difficult situations. Lord, because of our faith, you instill so many wonders inside of us. And God, first of all, Lord, we praise you and we thank you for the gift of faith. For when all else fails, Lord, we know that you have our back. For when all else fails, Lord, we know that you are there protecting us from the enemy of fear or stress or anxiety. And God, we know that you will deliver us. And so, Father, as we go forth today and as we prepare to come to your table, we ask you these words, increase our faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.